shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasser Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you know that the only position in the kingdom that is open is called servant? I don't care what kind of call of God you got on your life. It's called servant. And whatever position you got, then you serve the Lord in what he's called you to do. You become a servant. And you know, just because we can put five Bible verses together doesn't mean that God has called us to have an international ministry. Because it's not just about knowing the word. You got to know his voice. You got to be able to hear his voice. Is everybody all right this morning? Am I doing all right? There have been times in my life that I have had to know his voice, because in the middle of my trials, I've had so many different contradictory words going on. I got to a point that I didn't know what I believed. And if I couldn't have heard the voice of the Lord, I wouldn't have made it out of some of the trials I got into. Come on now. We've got to know his voice and know that he is able to keep everything that he has committed unto us. That's why it's so important. There's a lot of people out there that know the word and they lost as they can be. You got to know his voice, amen? And we got to be able to hear him in the midst of his, in the midst of the storm. Listen, I've been into the midst of some storms before and some battles and some wildernesses in my life. And thank God I could hear his voice. Thank God he spoke to me and gave me some direction. And I had something to lean on, amen? We know people can twist up the word. There's 5 million different denominations in the world. Which doctrine are you going to believe? Can I just tell you? Believe his voice. He's speaking to us, amen? That ought to be every believer's prayer in this house this morning. God, teach me how to hear your voice. Lord, let me learn how to recognize and know the voice. Let me hear the noise of heaven in my life. That ought to be our prayer, amen? Teach me how to hear you in the midst of opportunities. Teach me in the midst of battles how to hear your voice. Because if I can hear your voice, then I can obey your voice. And if I can obey your voice, then I can see a breakthrough come into my life. The truth is most of us, most of the time, are just looking for a set of complicated instructions, and we're looking for something that's kind of complicated, when all God is just looking for is simple obedience. Do this. Yes, sir. Be faithful to the house. Yes, sir. How many of you know this morning, it's good to have knowledge. Knowledge will give you the tools that you need to live a good life, an abundant life, a blessed life in the kingdom. But how many of you know that you need to have wisdom with the tools to know how to use the tools that he gives you? Because how many know a power drill ain't gonna do you no good if you don't know what the power drill's for? It's the same way in the kingdom. So how many of you want some wisdom this morning? Let me see your hand. Anybody want some wisdom in the house? Praise the Lord. Say, I need some wisdom. This is my yes season. Come on, shout it out. This is my yes season. It's my yes season. And God said, if you want some wisdom, don't underestimate these four little things. And here's why. He said this. He said, the ant prepares for winter in the summertime. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? Here's what I've come to tell you this morning. The ant ignores where he is because he's making preparation for where he's going. Let me try it again. The ant ignores where he is because he's making preparation for where he's going. Amen. His message today, if the ant could get up here and preach the sermon this morning, his message is, ready yourself. Prepare yourself. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Prepare yourself. There's a new season coming. There's a new day coming. You ain't going to stay where you are. God's moving you to a new realm and a new dimension in every area of your life. It's summertime, but winter's coming. Amen? Watch this. He's preparing himself. And number one, the ant totally disregards what happened last week, what happened last year, all the doors that opened, all the doors that closed, the people that have come, the people that have left. He totally disregards all of his yesterdays because he's focused entirely on his tomorrows. He's preparing for tomorrow. Do you realize how many people are ineffective in the church today because they spend their whole life looking backwards rather than looking to the next season of their life? On what could have been, what should have been, what would have been? And they show up on church on Sunday going, I missed my opportunity. Instead of just looking forward. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a terrible thing to be 35 years old and you're still crying over what happened when you were 20. There comes a day in our life when we have to stop sitting in the corner feeling sorry for ourselves, sucking our thumb, stand up and say, that's over, it's in the past, it's gone, it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. But I recognize there's another season coming to my life. I'm not licking my wounds anymore. I'm not crying anymore. I'm not sitting in the mud puddle eating dirty worms anymore. I'm moving into the season of my life that God taught, and I'm being prepared. I'm readying myself for what God has for me next. Somebody say, there's a next. There's a next, amen? Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You will never, ever be wise working backwards. There comes a time in our lives when we have to stop living on memory lane. Oh. How many know there are people in leadership today that refuse to take steps of faith? They're all hunkered down. They're in a defensive posture because the last time they stepped out in faith, they were very disappointed, and they don't want to be disappointed again. It's all over the church. There are people today in the church that are afraid to build new relationships. There are people that are afraid right now to plug into Truth Church because they're afraid they're going to get hurt. And they're sitting with gifts and calling and anointing on their life, but they don't want to get hurt. You hurt me. Sorry, forgive me, move on. Tomorrow's a new day. I mean, have people been hurt in some church somewhere all the time? I've been hurt in every church I've been to. Come on now. I've had people love me up one day and then call me the devil the next day. I mean, one day. I'm not exaggerating. So what happens? What happens? They spend their whole life moving forward, looking in the rearview mirror, and they're wondering why they keep crashing.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Listen to me this morning. You cannot spend your life wisely while looking backwards. God has another day. There's a dawn of a new day in your life. There's a dawn of a new day in this church. There's a dawn of a new day in your ministry. There's a dawn of a new day in your family. It's your yes season. God is saying there's a new day for this house, and it's time to prepare for the next season that's coming to this house, for the next season that comes to the school, for the next season that comes to your house, to your business, to your family, to your career. There's a new season that's always continuously coming. Prepare yourself. Ready yourself. And watch this. The ant not only ignores what's behind him, he ignores his present. I say, what do you mean, Pastor? Here's what I mean. He doesn't need all the spoils that he gets immediately because he recognizes, he learns what it means to have delayed gratification. You will never, ever, ever be successful until you learn how to wait. I mean, God's not looking for flashes in the pan. If you eat all the spoils of your victory and consume it now, you're not going to have nothing for your tomorrows. And God is wise enough to know this. The ant is wise enough to know this. He's got faith enough to believe, I'll be here next season. Do you got faith enough to believe that you're going to be here next season? Come on now. He says, I'm going to be here next season, so I'm preparing for it now. I mean, if you're preparing for the next season of your life, then that means that you're not ready to check out yet. You know what else that means? That means that my enemies don't intimidate me. My troubles don't intimidate me. I might have been to hell and back. But you know what? When it's all over, I'm still going to be standing. Because I know who's on my side. And I'll be here in the winter season because I'm preparing for the winter season of my life. I'm not going to die in this season. Touch somebody and say, I'm not dying in this season. I just want to thank God. My buddy Paul's here today. Wave at us, Paul. We just about lost him this week. Fell out on the kitchen floor, couldn't breathe. Had to call 911 and really bring him back. He was gone. But you know what? There's a drive in his heart that says, I'm not dying this season. God's got a plan for my life. I've got goals. I've got things I've got to finish. Somebody say, I'm not dying this season. Listen, I've come to tell somebody this morning, you might be in the biggest trial of your life. You might be going through the biggest hell of your life, but I got news for you. You're going to stand and you're not going to die in this season. Amen. Huh? Somebody touch somebody and say, it's my yes season. We've got to make preparation for where we are going. Amen? How many know it's the trick of the enemy to get us consumed and distracted by what's going on in our life today, what's going on in our present situation today, whether it's success or whether it's failure? How many know we can be consumed with success and we can be consumed with failure? Well, Mom, just things are going good in my life. I have no reason to complain. Things are wonderful. Well, you ain't doing nothing in the kingdom. See, if the enemy can get you to become consumed in your success, he will rob you of your destiny tomorrow. and you'll never fulfill the call of God on your life. And all of a sudden, you'll find out that God has moved on, and you're still celebrating something that has no life. You're still living in the present, and God's done move to the future. Be trying to rebuild the former glory and how it used to be. Well, I remember when, and we used to, and that's when. Well, those times are over. God's doing something new. And get on the ship. Most of us down at the airport when the ship comes in. I mean, no, God's not trying to get us back to the book of Acts. I had a guy say to me one time, we're going back to the book of Acts. We're going to have church in the house. I mean, that's what God was doing in the book of Acts, but that's not what he's doing now. If it's what he's doing now, man, he's wasted billions and trillions of dollars building churches all over this country. God don't waste money. We're going back to the book of Acts. God's not trying to go back to the book of Acts. That's where it started. We're moving forward. We're moving on. God's got a plan. We're going into the next season of our life. He's trying to get us to what he has prepared for us. He's trying to move us into the season of our life that's going to be productive. Amen? How many know God's more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper? Matter of fact, he knows what's getting put in the news before it gets put in the news. The Drudge Report ain't got nothing on the God Report. And what he is looking for is he is looking for people that are not distracted in their successes, and he's looking for people that are not distracted by their failures. Amen? How many of you understand this morning that a true disciple of Christ lives in the future and only tolerates the present? That's really the life of faith. Looking for your tomorrows. Amen? And how many know if you wait for the season to get here to begin to prepare for it, then you're already too late? Come on, we don't go out and put boards up on the house in the middle of a hurricane, do we? Well, it's 130 miles out there. I better put some plywood on my window. No. We do it a few days before the hurricane comes, don't we? Come on, amen. The ant says, I'm living in the summertime, but I'm preparing for the winter. Come on, now that means I'm not going to be distracted by my critics. I'm not going to be distracted by my battles. I'm putting my hand to the plow, and I'm moving in faith to the thing that God has ordained for my life. How many know God's ordained some stuff for your life? It's good stuff. Abundant stuff. Blessings. Places and opportunities to grow where you didn't even know you needed to grow. Because you got so many people telling you how wonderful you are, you don't even know where you need help. Can I just tell you something, ladies and gentlemen? The anointing of God on your life will never make up for your laziness. I'm going to try it again. The anointing of God, I don't care how much talent you have. I don't care how spiritual you think you are. I don't care how much anointing is on your life. It will never make up for your laziness. You'll choke the life of God right out of your life just by sitting on your gift. You say, if I could just get anointed, I'd do some great things. No. You've got to do something. You got to get in faith. Amen. I said, you're going to have to do something. And there comes a time when you got to get up off your blessed assurance and say, I've had enough of sitting where I'm sitting, and I've got to begin to move towards what God called me to move towards. I've got to go towards the promise. I've got to occupy the land that he's given me. Come on now. The truth of the matter is many of us are in love with the idea of success. Many of us are in love with the image of success. We just don't want to do what it takes to be successful. We just want everybody to think we're successful. As long as everybody thinks we're successful, we don't care if we're miserable. Isn't that a sickness? The ant prepares in the summer for the days in the winter. How many know if you're not willing to do the ridiculous, you'll never see the miraculous? I'm holy and sanctified. I could never stop in the middle of Walmart and put my hand on somebody's head and cast a demon out and pray for healing. Well, why not? Well, what if nothing happens? Well, what if it does? What if they get set free and become the next Billy Graham because you had enough faith to lay hands on them in the middle of Walmart and declare them the healed of the Lord? We say things like this, well, we'll try it. And if it don't work, this is what we're going to do. We always making a contingency plan. We plan for failure, don't we? Well, if it don't work, I guess I'm leaving that church. He done missed it again. We got plans for what we do if it fails, but we ain't got no plans for what we do if it's successful. Listen, there's a time in your life where you need to start preparing for stuff that you don't even know that you need right now. So I don't need that. Well, get ready for it, because you might. It's time to take some faith walks, amen? God might be having you do something that doesn't have anything to do with your present circumstances. How you think Noah felt building an ark where there wasn't no water? I mean, he built a ship where there was no water. In his present circumstances, he looked like a fool. He looked ridiculous. But how many know he was the one that got saved on the boat? He was the one that experienced the miraculous. Come on, somebody. And see, God will have us do things like that, but we may not understand it, but it's completely in step with the destiny that's over our life, because every one of us have been called by God to do some cool stuff. Amen? And we just become this complacent, passive church that just, you know, we ain't even relevant to the world anymore. People just look and go, born againers. I don't even know what it means anymore, because we don't tell them. You want to know why the church hasn't been relevant most of the time, at least for the last 20 or 30 years? It's because we spend most of our time in the church being reactionary. We wait till the homosexual agenda rises up in the country, and then we want to take action. But 30 years ago, if we had been out in the street praying for people and giving them the love of Jesus Christ and showing them a better way and doing the job that the church was doing, supposed to be doing, how many know the homosexual agenda wouldn't be a homosexual agenda right now? Come on. It lies at the feet of the church, ladies and gentlemen, not the feet of the government. God called us. We wait till the culture begins to deteriorate, and then we get all upset about it. Oh, this country's going down on tubes. It's going straight to hell. Well, you're the one that's supposed to be stopping it from going to hell. But we become reactionary. We react to it, huh? And most of the time, what we end up doing is we stand on the outside just throwing rocks into the inside. We don't want to be involved. We want to live in our church bubble and our church and do our church thing on Sunday. But if they want to go to hell, let them. I'm on my way to heaven. That's all I care about, me and my wife and my kids and my friends. I'm glad Jesus didn't have that attitude, ain't you? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time when we have to quit looking for a prophet to come alongside us and give us some word about what's going to happen in the future of our lives, and recognize that God wants to raise up a prophetic people. God wants to raise up a holy people. God wants to raise up you. Amen. You don't need a man of God and some evangelist coming pumping you up five times a year so you can go out and give somebody a Bible. Huh? God has called you. He has anointed you. You are His chosen. You are the called. You are the gifted. God has a plan for your life to impact this world.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.